I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Time to be
the Blog Talk Radio Studios in Union City, New Jersey. This is Dating Today. I'm Fernando Uribe here, and you there. This the 21st of February, the year 2017. Folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in, however, and wherever you're listening here tonight on Blog Talk Radio. This week's edition of Dating Today, folks, is brought to you by, as always, the Mason Civic League. You can check out this wonderful local nonprofit organization at their website by going to www.masoncivic.org. That's MasonCivic.org. Now, the Mason Civic League is located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can visit their office Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. You can also call them directly at their office line, 201-706-8088. Now, again, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason. And the Mason Civic League has dedicated itself to assisting community members and all groups in need. They sponsored programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education activities for residents of all ages. Folks are a wonderful nonprofit. I'm proud to partner with them. And, of course, I'm very grateful to them for sponsoring the podcast here each and every week on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure to like them on Facebook if you haven't already. Wonderful page, and also don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Twitter. It is Black History Month. There's actually a great post every single day commemorating Black History Month with some very insightful information, some very informative posts, so make sure you check them out online. Folks, again, I also want to acknowledge here on the program Son Cubano, a great local restaurant. Again, proud to partner with them as they are a dedicated fan and supporter of my philanthropy, so I want to thank them all at Son Cubano, specifically the brothers Eddie and Alexander Duran, respectively. Of course, you can check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey. It's easy to get to from the Lincoln Tunnel or George Washington Bridge. Also easy to get to via New Jersey Transit, New York Waterways, or you can grab a Lyft or an Uber and get there just the same. Again, it's a great local restaurant. It's one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants that brings excellent Cuban cuisine with an amazing skyline of New York City to enjoy 7 days a week. So whether it's lunch, dinner, brunch, or any special occasion, call their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Tell them Fernando Uribe sent you, and they'll definitely take care of you. Folks, again, make sure you check them out online on their social media pages. Like them on Facebook, and also don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to acknowledge here on the program some great local sites here. Make sure you check out www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. A great local media site hosted by my dear friend, Miss Ashley Cromcakes. Again, check it out, folks. Also, I want to acknowledge Rough Rehab, an outstanding local no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. You can check out the website, www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. You're looking for that special pet, folks, that's going to enrich your life, and believe me, it certainly does. Check out Rough Rehab, and they'll take care of you also. Folks, also last but not least, I want to thank and acknowledge you're on the program, another staunch supporter of Dating Today, and that's Facepalm Gaming. You can check them out on Twitter and follow them at gaming_palm. You can also follow them on Instagram at facepalmgaming311. You can also check out their online page, twitch.tv/facepalmgaming311. And what they primarily do is stream content ranging from RPGs, which are role-playing games, and also first-person shooter games. It's a great online community for gamers, and it's a chance to exchange ideas and tips about the games that entertain you on a daily basis. Again, I want to thank Facepalm Gaming, Rough Rehab, Promcakes.com, Sunkuban, and of course, my dedicated sponsor, the Mason Civic League, for bringing you this week's edition of Dating Today with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Folks, toll-free hotline tonight to call in, and if you wish to share your thoughts, I welcome them. Please call in toll-free, 646-649-1926. Once again, 646-649-1926. The number to call tonight. I want to hear from you, folks. Of course, you can also send me an email, professorfuj@gmail.com. Once again, professorfuj@gmail.com. Don't forget also to follow me on Twitter at TheGloriousFUJ if you want to share your thoughts about the show. I'd love to hear from you. And also on my Instagram, make sure you follow me there as well, at your_favorite_Fernando. Again, I appreciate the online support here on social media. Again, the amount of followers increases daily on all the pages, so I appreciate that. Again, I want to thank all my listeners who tune in every week, folks, every Tuesday night here on Blog Talk Radio for the best dating advice you're going to find anywhere online. And I've just received, I continue to receive really overwhelming support from friends here in the New York, New Jersey area, of course, all the way down to Miami, down to Dallas, Texas, and all the way out to LA. Some good friends listening in Los Angeles, California. So again, I appreciate all the support I receive here on Dating Today. So folks, again, the toll-free hotline to call in tonight, I want to hear from you, 646-649-1926. Hope everyone had a wonderful President's Day weekend. Great long weekend for me. I was actually off since Thursday last time I taught, so I'm actually eager to get back to class tomorrow and teach again. So hope everyone had a wonderful President's Day weekend. I certainly did. Enjoying some time off, some much needed time off. It's been crazy with the schedule, of course, folks, between my full-time teaching job and the philanthropy that I do that you're all aware of. It's really something that's going to be, deserving of a break. And I'm definitely glad to have it this past weekend. Of course, folks, and I'll definitely give you a little more information, another big project on the horizon for me here in 2017, next Wednesday night, premiering live on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be doing a different podcast here, folks. I'll be doing Talk on the Hudson for all my loyal listeners here listening tonight. And for all of you that live here in New York and New Jersey, I'll be dissecting the political climate here in Hudson County, one of the more interesting political counties in all of New Jersey, if not the entire tri-state area. So again, it'll be at 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio /Talk on the Hudson. If you are a social media user, make sure you please like the page on Facebook. It's developing quite a following and garnering more likes by the day. So again, I appreciate that. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the program and its content later on in tonight's show. But I just sort of want to throw that out there for my loyal listeners. And hopefully you can mark it on your calendars next Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live on Blog Talk Radio. You'll be entertained. And I think you'll find it quite informative. So make sure you tune in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, hope you had a great day. You're sort of settling back into the work week after a long weekend and President's Day, so hopefully you had a great one. And I wanted to sort of touch upon a topic here that can resonate with a lot of my male listeners tonight. And certainly when I was plugging the show this evening, I was very careful in how I worded it because I knew that as soon as I started talking about this topic, I'm going to have a lot of my female listeners sort of getting hysterical and maybe get a little defensive and maybe trying to get at me for what I'm trying to infer in tonight's show. But again, I'm going to explain it very clearly tonight. So there's no way to misrepresent what I'm saying this evening about the best dating advice, again, that you'll receive anywhere online. But tonight, folks, I wanted to cover a topic that, again, as a guy who is very proud to be chivalrous and certainly prides himself on being a gentleman when I go out with a woman, whether we just started dating, whether it's a first date, whether it's a blind date, regardless, I'm one of those guys that very much is chivalrous. I very much am a gentleman. I still hold doors. I still pull out chairs. I'll put on a jacket on the lady if necessary right before leaving the restaurant, things like that, because that's what I believe in. It's not just an act. It's something I believe in. It's the way my parents taught me, specifically my dad. And, you know, surprisingly, listen, they've been married, it'll actually be 44 years this May, and my dad still holds doors for my mother. My dad still puts a jacket on her when they're about to leave, any premises, and my dad still pulls out a chair for her when they're out to dinner. And it's just, you know, it's something that, you know, I picked up from a young age, and I made sure to sort of retain that from my dad. And it's something that, again, I take a lot of personal pride in. Now, in terms of the dating scene, and this is something that I think a lot of guys might oftentimes, you know, may disagree with or may have their issues with. But tonight I wanted to sort of convey the advice that why you should never offer to buy ladies drinks at a bar. And I know you might be thinking to yourself, what's Fernando doing tonight? Well, again, I'm gonna explain. So calm down. Don't get all hysterical. But let me just say this though, and it's something that I remember. It sort of takes me back to some years back when I remember meeting a woman at a bar, and surprisingly, it ended up being sort of, you know, the genesis of how do we meet. You know, that story sometimes you get to tell to friends and family at parties or whatever, because sometimes it becomes a conversation piece, you know, when you're dating someone. And I remember we were at a bar for a birthday of a mutual friend, and, you know, and it's funny because I remember that despite it being very ordinary, I sort of, you know, made sure to tease my ex about it because of sort of the finer details of how it all went down. So pretty much, you know, I remember being in the bar, and I had made the first move, and I struck up a conversation. And, you know, I wasn't surprised because I know this is what tends to happen. And again, folks, I don't mean to sound cocky or full of myself when I say this, but I just know what works when it comes to being in a nightlife, you know, environment, when it comes to what draws attention and what's going to keep a woman's attention. I've been able to do this. And again, I'm not saying it to be cocky or anything else, but I'm just stating facts because this is what I've seen happen. And pretty much, you know, my charming smile and, you know, sort of the positive energy that I brought, I knew instantly piqued her interest and curiosity. You know, and of course, you know, there was some light banter during early on in the conversation, and, you know, there was some flirty eye contact that sort of, you know, went on for the rest of the evening. And I remember as soon as her drink went dry, you know, I did the normal gentlemanly thing, and I offered to buy her another drink. And surprisingly, she rejected the offer. She said to me, no thanks. And I said, you know, at that moment, I was just shaking my head, like, I got this. And, you know, it was interesting because when she said this to me, you know, she was like, no thanks. And then immediately she was just like, I got this. You know, I was taken aback, and I was very surprised by her response because, you know, to the best of my knowledge, I thought we were having a good time. But you know what? As we started talking more and then we eventually dated, it was interesting because she eventually came clean and told me precisely why she rejected my offer. And what turned out happening was that she actually ended up liking me. She actually enjoyed the interaction, and she didn't need, you know, a $7 gin and tonic to sort of tolerate the small talk. And that was really refreshing, you know, because sometimes I think that, you know, we use actions to communicate what we can't say with words. And sometimes, you know, offering to buy a woman a drink has sort of become like the standard move to convey attraction. And, you know, listen, I mean, you're certainly showing her that you can fork out the cash, you know, during your meeting. But at the same time, I mean, I think you also want to, you know, invest a few minutes of your evening chatting with her. Now, listen, let's be very fair. There are a couple of things at play here. First off, the lucky byproduct is that maybe she'll get tipsy enough to give you her number, okay? And that's always a positive thing. Or best case scenario, maybe, you know, and it's happened, you know, sometimes you end up having a sloppy makeout session in a dark corner of the bar or at the bar itself. Now, listen, the drink is a classic move as far as a guy is concerned. But I can tell you from experience that it cannot always be an effective approach for a guy, and for two reasons. number one, you know, when you're buying a woman a drink, it sort of instantly turns a genuine interaction between two strangers into a transaction. And that's not what we want. So even if we're like listen, ladies know what they want. So even if the ladies are someone enjoying the conversation, it's, you know, it always seems to like elicit a need to reciprocate in their minds. And sometimes women don't want that. It sort of triggers like this awkward pressure, which at sometimes, you know, can be very subtle, and it sort of undermines the authenticity of the interaction. Okay. If you hold off on the drink, you know, and as a result, you know, she makes a lame excuse to sort of just get out, well, then, you know, for a fact, she's not interested. Well, that's a good sign. You know, maybe she'll want that sloppy makeout session all on her own. You know, now again, for the guys listening tonight, wouldn't you prefer to know a girl is staying out of genuine interest and not because she feels pressured? You know what I'm saying? So I think it's important, you know, not to say that we're being cheap, because I'm not the type of guy that ever, you know, is like that. I don't like being cheap. I don't like being frugal like that. I don't like being that way. I live comfortably. I earn, you know, a nice living. I'd like to think I sit on pretty solid financial, you know, footing right now, which is fine. And I have for some time, and I'm very thankful for that. But again, you know, my thought process is that, you know, when I'm approaching a woman at a bar, you know, I get it. Sometimes, you know, a woman's going to feel a little pressured. You know, you approach her, you're talking to her. Well, listen, the first thing is, you know, I always, you know, and this is sort of a thing I've always done too, but I remember going, you know, by sort of a standard, like, you know, if I see a woman I like at the bar and I'm going to approach her, I'm not going to lie to you, I do look at her drink. I do look to see where it's at. So if it's basically full, I'm like, good, this is prime real estate now. I can sort of head in and try, you know, talk to her and try to charm her. And again, you know, if the drink is kind of empty, sometimes I sort of refrain from approaching, because again, it's sort of like that undue pressure, I think, that as guys, we sometimes sort of place on women at a bar. It's tough enough to meet quality people anyway. So if you're going about it sort of the old traditional way and meeting someone at a bar or a lounge, you know, again, there comes that pressure. It can be noisy. It can be very, you know, there can be a lot of distractions around. So, you know, again, you know, as a guy, you're facing that challenge right away. You're sort of dealing with the reality of, well, okay, my window to keep her interested or to at least pique her interest is very, very brief. You know, I'm not going to have a half hour at my disposal. And I've always known that. And based on that premise, I've always taken the initiative to, you know, make sure that my small talk game is on point. Because the last thing you need is to sort of let a conversation be dragging and dragging and dragging. And guess what? At the end of the day, it's not going to pique her interest. So there you go. Now, again, as a guy, certainly you feel compelled to be a gentleman and buy her a drink. But again, but it sort of goes back to the point that I'm making, that it sometimes just places this unnecessary pressure on a woman. And it sometimes just now it makes it sort of like a transaction in a sense. Like she almost feels compelled to have to stay there. Now, again, most women aren't going to be rude. And if you offer to buy her a drink, let's say she's not interested, you know, again, I think more times than not, they won't accept the drink because they can just tell they're not interested, you know, and they're probably trying to be nice and they're probably trying to be civil with you and not make you feel bad, which, again, I applaud a lot of women for doing that because they don't always have to be nice. I've had some instances where, yeah, you know, I've gone up to a woman at a bar and I think I'm having somewhat of a sort of genuine conversation, or at least it's going well, but, you know, at least I think so. But I can tell that, you know, within a few minutes, the body language isn't there. I don't see the flicking of the hair. I don't see sort of the constant eye contact. I don't see her, you know, her body shift the way she's sitting from like facing the bar to sort of facing me. I mean, these are all subtle little things that as a guy, we know, you know, that the woman's into us. You know, and I can tell you that, and again, I'm not saying this to sound cocky, to sound smug, because that's not what I'm trying to do here by illustrating these examples. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, by and large, you know, I think I've developed sort of the keen eye of when I'm out with friends and I'm at a bar, or I'm at a birthday party, or I'm at a political fundraiser, or I'm at a network event or a charity event or whatever, that, you know, I sort of pick and choose my moments. I know that I'm walking in, I look very presentable. I have a nice suit on, most likely. I'm clean shaven, you know, comb my hair, whatever. And I look presentable. I like to think that, you know, I'm going to command some sort of attention. I'm not an ugly man by any means. I think I'm pretty handsome. I mean, again, I don't want to sound smug, but I think I'm pretty handsome. And the reason I say that is, like, you know, I think I've pretty much dated a fair amount of very good-looking women. So I think that that sort of is correlated to, you know, I guess to my extent, you know, what I am on the exterior, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. So, again, you know, we sort of go with that premise. And, you know, when I've gone out to venues and I run into a woman, you know, again, I sort of take that, you know, that energy and sort of that initiative to do that. And again, I'm going to pick and choose my moments. Now, when I'm sitting there with her and I'm trying to talk with her and get a, you know, a conversation going, again, you know, it's really up to the guy to be very observant, you know, to really, really check out sort of the signals she's sending. And you know what, if you know that it's not really going anywhere fast, buying a drink is not going to compel her to stay with you there and continue the conversation. It's just going to sort of make her feel awkward. It's going to make her feel pressured to have to stay there. And you know, more times than not, a woman, when she knows she's not interested, she's just not going to accept the drink. And that's okay, you know. And as a guy, I think, you know, you shouldn't feel offended. I think as a guy, you shouldn't feel slighted or, you know, take it personally or get all snippy and anything like that. I don't think that's something you should want to do. I think it's something that, you know, if you want to be, you know, consistent, I think you'll want to, you know, be someone that is going to be, you know, assertive. And like I said, you know, I think when you go about, you know, again, and let me be very clear to the guys here. I don't want you to just be like, don't be apprehensive, don't be shy. If you see a woman that interests you, by all means, go up to her, you know. Let her know you're interested, you know. Go up and try to strike up some conversation. And, you know, which sort of leads me to my second point here. And my second point is a little more complex. And I think this is one that the ladies listening tonight will probably, you know, it'll resonate with. And sometimes, listen, women can be complicated creatures. And at times they're bursting with sort of conflicting desires. And although they feel a lot more free of pressure and relaxed if they don't, if they're not offered a drink, you know, guess what? Women still want the offer. And sometimes just so they can reject it. And I know, that sounds terrible because I'm sort of portraying a lot of women out there to be very evil and very sort of mean-spirited. So I get it. You know, you're probably rolling your eyes at me right now very hardly. But understand something. That it's, you know, again, it's because, you know, females overall, you know, females are taught this move early on. It's sort of a prime marker of attraction and interest. So it's sort of a validating offer. You know, simply put, it's an ego boost, you know, and by sort of, you know, withholding that drink and not wanting to accept the drink, you know, sometimes you tend to stir up some mystery and, you know, confusion at the same time. So, like, even if the woman's particularly cute or she's just downright gorgeous, she's used to having alcohol thrown at her every time she goes to a bar anyway. So, you know what? In the complex game of seduction, people in general, not just women, are attracted by ambiguity. You know, sometimes the apathy can be a powerful aphrodisiac. It can be. You know, if someone makes their level of interest blurry during their first interaction, it can instantly spike attention. You know, by taking the time to talk to her, by not being quick to drop a bill, you sort of leave the woman with a huge question mark. Because in some instances, she'll say to herself, well, if he likes me enough to have a conversation with me, but not enough to buy me a drink, like, what the hell? Doesn't he think I'm attractive? And you know what? And sometimes if those thoughts are running through a woman's head, sometimes as a guy, you know, you won the interaction. So if you're lucky, you know, try to proceed, you know, and to try to prove that she's worthy of a drink. You know what I'm saying? Now, again, a word of caution to the guys listening tonight. This only works if there's already some level of attraction on her side. But even if there's a small spark, the move can definitely guarantee a flame. So listen, when a woman says yes to a drink, she's either one of those people who is way too polite and doesn't know how to say no. She's just trying to get drunk for free. And maybe both. I mean, either way, you might, you know, end up frustrated and with a dry wallet because she's not going home with you. And maybe sometimes that's what you want. I mean, that's sometimes all guys are looking for. But trust me, I want to say this to all, you know, the guys tonight, you know, test out my theory. And honestly, let me, you know, I ask you to let me know how it goes, and I'm positive that the results will surprise you. I'm telling you. And again, you know, I'll sort of go back to the premise of that intrigue that we leave a woman with sometimes. I mean, that's important. I think that if you're all up on her and you give her, let's say, not overboard with attention, but if you ignore her in that sense and maybe just, you know, engage in the playful banter, continue with the conversation, you know, again, it's up to the guys to really sit down and think long and hard about what they're observing. And if they see that the woman is interested, okay, continue on the conversation, make some jokes, you know, talk about some sort of normal everyday things. Obviously avoid politics. You don't know where she stands and stuff like that. And religion, of course, you know, but, you know, talk about sports, you know, maybe, you know, baseball season's almost starting. So, you know, maybe try to venture as to whether she's a Met fan or a Yankee fan, or maybe no fan. Maybe she likes a team from another city. You know, talk about the Oscars or something, you know, coming up, even though probably nobody will watch the Academy Awards because they're boring. You know, or talk about what's coming up for the summer, you know, any summer plans, any vacation plans, you know, what are you looking to do? I mean, those are all great conversation tips. But like I said, when you're going out there to meet people and you're at a bar and you are, again, sitting there and talking to a woman that you're interested in, do me a favor. You know, again, be ballsy. Go up. Have initiative. Take the bull by the horns, as they say, you know. Go up to her. Show her that you're not intimidated. And again, as we talked about in previous episodes, you know, if you're going up to a woman, you can tell that it's very strong and maybe you're a little intimidated by it. You know what? Just wipe that off your mind. Go in there. Just, you know, strike up a conversation. And again, when you're having that combo with her, again, I'm not saying you're going to realize this in a minute or two. It might take a few minutes after some playful banter and conversation. But again, you're going to have an idea, for the most part, about the fact that she's interested. Okay? There'll be very subtle signs that you'll be able to pick up on. Okay? Hopefully you should. I mean, I know some guys are oblivious, and sometimes things need to be made. I mean, not very obvious to us, you know. Don't get me wrong. I think I've been guilty of that sometimes. You know, I've gone out with friends to bars, and sometimes I run into women, and you know, as I'm having a conversation with them, I couldn't really decipher or deduce that she was into me until maybe like half hour or 45 minutes in. And it was funny because I remember talking with her. I think like the following day or day after that, she was like, well, you know, I was totally into you when I saw you walk into the bar with your friends. And I immediately said to her, I'm like, wow, okay, well, you certainly sent out a lot of mixed signals. And sometimes, you know, that's sort of the conflict that exists in dating today, folks. Really, it's, you know, sometimes we don't always deduce what we see with the opposite sex. And sometimes it can be a little frustrating. Now, as a guy, again, and I'll make this very clear, when you're sitting down with her and, you know, you're having a conversation. Again, the first impulse you're going to have as a guy is to want to buy her a drink because that just seems to be like the norm. That just seems to be something that you are interested in doing. And the reality is that, you know, it's not always going to be that way. It's not always going to happen in the way that you would like it to happen. But the reality is that, you know, go in there. You know, just be witty. Attempt to be charming. And, you know, work with what you have. Work with what, you know, is, you know, in your skill set. And I always say this to my buddies, you know, when it comes to just having that confidence. Listen, I'll give you an example. I'm the type of guy that I know I'm funny. I can't remember not dating a woman who never said I wasn't funny, who I know I can make her laugh with, like, sometimes very crude, inappropriate jokes or just maybe very, very silly jokes. It just things like that happen. You know, but I also know that I can be charming. I have a certain type of vocabulary. I have a certain type of education level that, you know, enables me to carry a conversation, that I'm knowledgeable. I'm not saying I have you know, a sort of encyclopedic type of, you know, memory, but, you know, I pride myself on reading and being a bookworm. So I use that to my advantage, you know. And again, what I try to really convey to guys tonight is, you know, use what you have. Don't try to be someone you're not, okay? If you're trying to be a high roller when you're, you know, barely making ends meet financially, don't do that. You know, be yourself. You know, be yourself and go up to a woman and talk to her. Now, again, as I said, what, you know, is imperative is really sitting down and getting to the gist of where you think she is when it comes to you. And like I said, I think it's really important for you to sit there and, again, be observant. And even though you'll get that impulse, you want to buy her a drink. Again, you know, if you're concerned about whether or not buying her a drink is going to force her to sit there and you don't know where she stands, again, just, you know, pick and choose your spots, you know. Again, I can tell you because I've employed this technique and it's worked. You know, when I see a woman that's interested, that I'm interested in, or she's very, very attractive, or there's something about her that catches my eye, well, guess what? You know, I'm going to, you know, again, what I do is I find myself literally almost, you know, studying her from a distance, trying to, you know, get an idea of, you know, where she stands right there, whether or not she's going to be, you know, somewhat interested. You know, again, I'll make eye contact, all the things you need to do. Okay. Again, nothing overwhelmingly, you know, complicated, you know, folks, this isn't trigonometry. But again, so what I tend to do is, you know, I'll look from a distance and I'll be like, okay, well, you know, she obviously has a, you know, a drink in her hand already. It seems to be pretty full. Let me go up and talk to her. More times than not, you know, if I, you know, she's attractive and she's not talking to anybody, I also have to sort of, you know, be proactive. You know, I'm not the only guy noticing her. So I have to sort of, you know, jump in there before the next guy does. And so be it. If her drink's almost empty, you know, you just go in there and try to strike up a conversation. And you know what? The tactic I just described tonight has worked for me. I can tell you that I've gone up to a woman and we've talked for 10, 15, 20 minutes, maybe almost half an hour. And I didn't once offer to buy her a drink. And it was interesting, again, because I think that I was sipping my drink very slowly, so I wasn't trying to finish my drink either. But, hey, it worked. Now, again, let me be very clear. Is this strategy foolproof? Is it 100% guaranteed? No, it's not. But let me tell you, the success rate is a lot better than you think it is, gentlemen. It really is. So, again, don't feel compelled to have to just go in there and just buy a drink right away. Again, it puts oftentimes a lot of unnecessary pressure on a woman. And you don't need that. You don't want that. You really don't. I think what you can do, ultimately, is go in there with some confidence. And, again, at some point, if, you know, she's going to be interested, you know, she'll continue on the conversation. And if she's just there, as I mentioned before, she's just there for free drinks. And again, listen, if she's good looking, she's used to getting bombarded with drinks anyway. So I think you want to stand out as being different. You don't want to be like the other guys, which is what she's expecting anyway. Don't do it. You know, be different. You know, leave her with some intrigue. You know, leave her with sort of the, you know, that doubt in the back of her mind where she's like, wow, wait a minute. Hold on a second. This guy didn't buy me a drink. Like, what's up? Now, again, as I said to you guys, you know, be observant. Pick up on all those key clues that you need when it comes to, you know, spotting a woman at a bar. And when you sit down with her, come ready. Have your A game. Make sure you're witty. Make sure you, again, you can chat her up. Make sure you can make her laugh. Trust me, nothing's going to get a woman's attention quicker than being able to make her laugh. And I'm telling her, and make her laugh early and make her laugh often. Because I'm telling you, that's going to intrigue her. That's going to get her comfortable. That's going to get her out of her sort of, you know, her guarded type of zone that she's in. And she's going to want to open up to you and maybe have a more sort of, you know, involved conversation. And there's nothing wrong with that. And at some point, again, it might be inevitable. You might want to have to buy her a drink anyway, only because, let's say, you're already running on empty. And at that point, you know, what are you going to do? Like, oh, okay, bartender, hi, I'll take a, you know, I'll take a Captain and Diet and nothing for the lady. I mean, that's not going to go over very well. So, again, gentlemen, you know, pick and choose your moments. I think that, you know, it's something that, you know, more often than not, you know, we just tend to panic and say, all right, well, so as long as we buy her a drink, you know, she's going to want to talk with me. And that's not always the case. You know, it just isn't. I've seen plenty of my friends go up to women and maybe within like a minute or two just strike up a conversation. And when they offer to buy her a drink, you know, again, a lot of the ladies that, you know, go out, again, you know, for the most part, aren't rude. They're not going to be rude. They're not going to be mean. You know, they're not, you know, they're sometimes too polite and they don't know how to say no. And, or sometimes they're just trying to get drunk, you know, on your dollar, which, you know, you don't know. Maybe it's both. Who knows? But again, understand something, that the theory I share with you tonight is, you know, one that works. It's one that's effective, gentlemen. It really, really is. And I can say, because I remember when I dated an ex of mine some years ago, I remember meeting her at a bar. I precisely did this. I met her at a bar and I chatted her up for a good, you know, 30 minutes, and I didn't offer to buy her a drink at all. And that, like, sort of that created a certain intrigue that she started thinking, well, wait a minute, what's up with this guy? And I remember that eventually, like, you know, as the conversation went on, you know, we exchanged contact information and we ended up going on the dance floor and dancing. And, you know, of course, because I could tell, you know, she was into me. And then consequently, you know, we went back to the bar. Yes, I bought her a drink. And then, you know, we ended up, you know, having like a sloppy makeout session, which sometimes happens. You know, it's not always a guarantee. You know, so I don't want guys listening tonight thinking that, oh, all right, well, you know, as long as you buy enough drinks, that's going to happen. No, that's not going to happen. A lot of women sometimes will just get free drinks and not reciprocate in terms of anything when it comes to physical affection. So don't go into this thinking like, okay, well, this is going to get me a makeout session or more. You know, I get to take her home. Don't approach it that way. I think that's very unhealthy for guys. And I think that for quite some time, a lot of men in today's dating scene are very guilty of that. And I'm not just talking about, you know, guys in their 20s, you know, who are still in college or just fresh out of college. I'm talking about guys in their 30s and 40s who still have this sort of, you know, antiquated mindset that they think it's going to work. It just doesn't. It really doesn't. And I can tell you, because I've dated extensively in my life and I've gone out with a fairly healthy amount of women in my lifetime, whether it's on dates or meeting women in any venue or, you know, having relationships. And again, I can just tell you that that's not a healthy perspective to have. It just isn't. And, you know, again, you have to sort of approach it with the mindset of, okay, you know, let me strike up a conversation. Let's see where it goes. But again, don't just think that buying drinks is, you know, is going to entitle you to, you know, advancing further into the evening. It just doesn't, you know. I mean, that's a lesson I think I learned early in my 20s in college and right out of college, thinking, all right, well, I have some money in my pocket and, you know, I can, you know, I'm a fairly good looking man. I'm handsome. I know I can attract attention from certain women. And okay, that's fine. But I learned early on in my 20s that just going out and just buying drinks, that alone is not going to win a woman over. I mean, if you're a good looking woman, they're bombarded and inundated with attention anyway from men. So whether it's getting drinks bought for them constantly or dinner or whatever, that's just the reality. So, you know, again, I think you want to be different. I think you don't want to sort of follow a conventional script when it comes to this. And again, it's about picking and choosing your moments, guys. I can't say, you know, if you want me to give you a percentage of whether or not this works, you know, my theory that I shared with you tonight, I would say it's probably 75-25 that it can work. Now, again, the variable that really, really is at play here is, you know, understanding and knowing that she's interested, that she's showing some interest, that, okay, that she genuinely wants to sit there and converse with you, that she's not running, you know, at the first moment to get out of, you know, sit near you and having a conversation with you. So that's really the variable you have to keep an eye out for. So again, guys, you know, if you're listening tonight, trust me, try this. Sometimes following unconventional means can get you to meet sometimes the most extraordinary people. And I know I have. It's worked for me. Again, there's no 100% success rate. There, nothing really is. But this is a very different way to sort of approach it. And trust me, guys, you'll thank me. So, again, you know, I definitely love to hear from my male listeners tonight. And I hope that, you know, if you employ this tactic, I hope it's something that works out for you. So it's something that I strongly encourage. And, you know, hey, you know, try something different. You know, if you've had this sort of MO that you've operated under for some time and maybe it hasn't always brought you the best results, then try something different. You can't go wrong. And listen, when have I ever led you wrong here on the podcast, folks? I think I've always given you solid advice here. And consistently, I've always received positive feedback about how productive and how constructive my advice has been. So, you know, again, guys, let me know if you decide to employ this. I'm very much interested. All right, folks. Well, again, listen, you know, it's come to that time here of the program. And if you missed any part of tonight's podcast, and, you know, I urge you to go on www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday. If you missed any part of tonight's podcast, you can listen to it in its entirety, absolutely free from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. I also want to encourage you again to check out that website for all of my previous episodes. Again, absolutely free of charge. You can listen to them anywhere at any time, whether you're at work, commuting, your place of employment, whether you're doing laundry, maybe you're doing homework, maybe you're working out, walking the dog. It's, you know, it's supposed to be some very nice weather up here, especially in New York and New Jersey. Coming up this week, especially on Thursday, we're supposed to hit like 65 degrees. So, hey, no better time to walk around with your smartphone and your earphones in and listen to Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. So, again, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Again, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. live Eastern Standard Time. It's always the best dating advice you're going to hear anywhere. And at this time, I do want to thank my sponsor here on the program. And I want to thank the Mason Civic League again. Wonderful local nonprofit located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can call them directly at 201-706-8088. You can also visit their website, www.masoncivic.org. Now, again, folks, the Mason Civic League established in 2010 by former Hoboken councilman, the distinguished Beth Mason, assists community members and groups in need. And they've also been sponsoring programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education, and activities for residents of all ages. Again, if you haven't already, like them on Facebook, and of course, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. There's always great content on a daily basis. Do check out the Mason Civic League. I want to thank also Stone Cubano, ladies and gentlemen. Check out their website for their full menu, www.stonecubanonj.com. They're located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place in West New York, New Jersey, right along the waterfront. Minutes outside of the Lincoln Tunnel and George Washington Bridge, respectively, if you're driving in. Also, you can get there via New Jersey Transit buses and the light rail system that's nearby. Also, via New York waterways, if you want to take the ferry from around the five boroughs. And also, you can catch an Uber or a Lyft to Stone Cubano. It's easy to get to. Again, the reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. For any lunch, dinner, or special occasion, make Stone Cubano that destination for you, folks. Again, like them on Facebook, and don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to acknowledge your folks on the program, Crom Cakes, great website, www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. It's a great local media site hosted by my dear friend, Miss Ashley Crom Cakes, to navigate and read through. I also want to thank here on the program and show my support for Rough Rehab, great local no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Check them out online on their website, www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. Don't forget to follow them also on Instagram and like them on Facebook. Last but not least, folks, I want to show some support for Facepalm Gaming. You can check them out on their Twitter and follow them at gaming_palm. You can also follow them on Instagram at facepalmgaming311. Also, check out their online page, twitch.tv/facepalmgaming311. Again, folks, they stream content ranging from role-playing games to first-person shooter games as well. It's a great online community for gamers, and it's a chance to exchange ideas and tips about the games that entertain us on a daily basis. So, again, special thanks to Facepalm Gaming for being supporters of the show, cromcakes.com, Rough Rehab, Stone Cubano, of course. Last but not least, I want to thank the Mason Civic League for being a proud sponsor of the best 30 plus minutes, of dating advice you'll find anywhere online, folks. That's right. Every Tuesday night, live on Blog Talk Radio. Always check it out, www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday. And folks, and speaking of Blog Talk Radio, I do want to let my listeners know about my brand new project, which premieres next Wednesday night, live at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, next Wednesday, March the 1st, Eastern Standard Time. Again, folks, I can't say it enough. Talk on the Hudson premieres on Blog Talk Radio. You can check out the website where you can listen in, for, again, from any PC, Mac, smartphone or tablet just by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/talkonthehudson. And we'll be discussing on the show all of the pertinent issues affecting residents here in Hudson County in New Jersey. The political scene is a very interesting one in 2017. A lot going on locally, folks, in terms of mayoral elections. We have a gubernatorial election, certainly. Candidates will be coming to Hudson County throughout the year to try to win votes from residents. And so, again, I'll be tackling all those issues and much more. We'll be having some high-profile guests, local mayors, elected officials, and also a lot of local journalists that are looking to contribute to the show. So, again, I'm excited about this brand-new project. Again, it debuts next Wednesday night, Wednesday, March the 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Talk on the Hudson. And certainly, if you are a Facebook user, just search for Talk on the Hudson, like the page, please, and share it with all your friends online. Again, you can check out the website, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/talkonthehudson. And I promise you, you'll be just as entertained as you are here every single week on Blog Talk Radio with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in this week, folks. Again, have a wonderful week. Enjoy the great weather here for all my great listeners in New York and New Jersey. And again, enjoy the great weather all across the great U.S. of A. here in this great land of ours. So, folks, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Good night, Miami, Florida, the home of Son Cubano Miami, sort of a new project and branching out of the Son Cubano family again down in Coral Gables, Florida. So, again, shout out to Miami and Son Cubano down there in the Miami area. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in.